As Americans take to the polls today, one of the main issues influencing voters will be how the next government will reform the healthcare system, an issue that has also been addressed by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. The USCCB published a series of articles on faithful citizenship during the summer, one of which is entitled Bringing Facts to the Healthcare Debate. Emer McCarthy spoke about this with Kathy Saley, the director of the Office of Domestic Social Development, at the conference.
The healthcare system in the United States is primarily paid for through employer-based healthcare. There are several healthcare programs in the United States, and currently there are 47 million people in the United States who do not have healthcare. 9 million of those people are children. Most of them are people who are working or who have someone in their household working, but they are not able to get health care because their employer doesn't offer it, the premiums are too expensive, or their employer doesn't extend it to family coverage. You know, right now we're spending $1 out of $6 in the United States on health care. We have to look at how are we best spending those dollars? How can we reinvest in prevention and public health? I mean, right now, a lot of our dollars that are spent on health care are spent treating disease rather than promoting health.
The U.S. bishops, when they speak about health care reform, something that they do criticize sharply is the fact that in every way, in every case, health care is broken down into economic terms.
The central focus of any health care reform plan that is put forth that you know, the bishops would get behind or, you know, be willing to have a conversation about is that it has to recognize the dignity of the human person from the moment of conception until natural death. It has to be full coverage for at all stages of life.